Hello, ma'am. I'm still here. I had to send a message over to my supervisor because I'm not finding anything with that information.
Okay.
So I'm
So how does
waiting.
this normally?
Okay, go
Can
ahead.
I ask a question?
Yes, go
I'm
ahead.
just
Sorry.
asking how this normally works because I wasn't there. My neighbor was there to witness the accident, and so she was talking with the guy. I pulled up, and he's on the phone with somebody. He's saying he's talking to an insurance company. However, the insurance company that he supposedly said he was talking to gave me a bogus phone number to call. And so I'm left with a tag number, damage from the truck, and the truck itself, and I don't have the name of the driver. I have, like, he delivered a package to my house before
Okay.
he hit me, or after he hit me. So I have that information from the tag of the package he delivered to me. But other than that, I'm stuck trying to figure out
Yeah,
how to
you might
get.
be able to use the package number to figure out the information of the driver. We have to do that sometimes. They can track down by the package who was driving in that route that day. But did they say, man, that's, I don't know why people don't give people their information. That's crazy. Did they say you, that it was Old Republic, that their insurance? Because that's who we normally work with.
No, they didn't. Again, he didn't tell me anything. He's
Okay.
on the phone. I'm talking with the guy. That person on the phone with him didn't give me any information. Again, told me to call a phone number that was just for Amazon packages, and they say they can't help me. This is not the right number. So I'm left stuck with, I don't know who the insurance company is for that truck.
Yeah, I'm not. I may have to send an email over and see if they can dig into it for you. I did run the plate number, and it looks like it's a 2019 Ford EF50, and I have the VIN number for that vehicle, but it's not coming up in our system as one of ours either. So, I mean, I can give you that VIN number if you want that information to have on you for you, if that would help you any.
Yes, please.
Okay. The VIN is 1-Frank-Charlie-3-Echo-4-Kilo-6-4-Kilo-David. Cat 4-8-6-5-7.
And that was 1-Frank-Charlie-3-Echo-4-Kilo-6-4-Kilo-Delta-Charlie-4-8-6-5-7.
That's correct.
And you, well, what do you say the,
It's a
you were
two.
talking about the type of vehicle?
Sorry, excuse me. It's a 2019 Ford E450.
So, do you know what other insurances the Amazon trucks normally have? If it's not the Republic?
They have sometimes Sedgwick. I mean, I could transfer you over to Sedgwick and you could talk to them and see if it's one of their vehicles. We have
Okay.
a different department, and then we also have reserve that we deal with as well. Let's see if
Okay.
they said anything. No, I don't know why they're not answering me this morning.
So this phone number I call is strictly for Republic Insurance.
Old Republic is, yeah, this department, but like I said, we work with other departments as well that we transfer information to. But like I said, I'd be glad to transfer you over to Sedgwick and they could see if they can find it for you. I can send a let me get the information from you and I'll start a email and we can send that over as well so somebody can be looking anyway for you. See if they can find some information for you. Let me find that email real quick. I know that would be frustrating. I understand why people don't just give people their information. I mean, if you wreck your car or something, hit somebody's car, you know you're liable for it, you know? So I don't understand it, but
yeah. Well, I mean, again, I thought it was weird. I mean, he was nice enough to stop. I mean, obviously because he dropped off my package and my neighbor ran out to see him. But other than that, yeah, he didn't provide any additional information, which is...
Yeah, they should give you a copy or let you take a picture on your phone or something or write down information for you. So make sure you have everything you need to file your claim because they know you're going to need to do that. But a lot of them a lot of these Amazon drivers are crazy. They're on a constant run. They drive fast and reckless, and it's nuts. But okay, and what's your name, hon?
I'll spell it for you. My name, first name is Afia, and it's spelled A as in Alpha, F as in Frank, I as in India, Y as in Yankee, A as in Apple.
Okay. And your last name?
My last name is Stokes, S-T as in Tango, O-K-E-S.
Okay. And what's a good phone number for you?
407-803-2763.
Okay. And do you have an email address you'd like us to use?
Yes. It'll be my first initial A, dot middle initial, M as in Michael, Stokes10@gmail.com.
Stokes10@gmail.com. Okay. You don't have a reference or claim number. You don't have a driver's name. We don't know the company. We just know it's Amazon, right?
Yes.
Were they in a regular Amazon truck?
Yeah, the big gray truck. The big gray, not the electrical gray truck. Big gray truck.
All right. And we do have a VIN. Okay, and where did the accident happen at?
My car was parked in front of my house. It was right in front of my house.
Okay, what's that address? Or street? You don't have to be your exact address. It can just be a street if you'd rather do that. It's up to you.
I can give my address.
Okay.
It's 6184 Freedom Avenue.
Okay.
And that's in Sykesville, Maryland.
Okay, how do you spell Sykesville?
S-Y-K-Y.
Okay. E-S?
E-S-V-I-L-L-E.
Okay. Want to make sure how it's spelled right. You said Maryland?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the zip is 21784.
Okay. And you said the date was the 17th. And approximately what time?
4:30.
Oh, 4:30. Okay.
Around 4:30.
Okay. All right. And do you have the, I don't know if you have the package number?
Yep. So I have the big label.
Okay. Do you have the tracking number? Does that have a tracking number on it?
Does it start with TBA?
Let's see. Plate insurance. Hold on. Yeah, it should be a pretty long number on there. It's a tracking number. I'm not sure if it's TBA, but is that the only number you got? Probably is.
Okay. Yeah. So T B A is an Apple.
Okay.
313-869-158-501.
Okay.
There was a TBA, B as in boy.
Yeah, T's and Tom B's and boy A's and Apple, right?
Yes.
Okay. And that was 313-869-158501.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I think I've got all the information. Do you want me to go ahead and transfer you over to Sedgwick or Reserve to see if they can help you, or?
Yes, please. Okay. You also mentioned that there was a way that they could possibly look up the driver.
Yeah, that's with your tracking number. Okay. Or with that package tracking number. They can tell who was on that route and by the package was dropped off. And that number, okay. They'd have to trace back to who was on the route and all that, find out.
Okay.
But, yeah, I can I'll transfer you over to Sedgwick because I know they deal a lot with Amazon as well, and see if they can help you. And in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and send this email over to our, basically search department. They search a lot of policy information we can't find and see who it belongs to and who's, you know, insurance holder and all that. So, and then they will probably more than likely send you an email. They might give you a call, but they do email a lot more. So,
okay.
So just
and it would say from Amazon RM search department or Old Republic.
It should say something about Old Republic. I'm sure. I also don't know because I have never seen one of their return things, but I do know. It'll be from, it might say exceedance on it because that's who we are, exceedance. We do Amazon claims. So it'll either say exceedance or something to do with Amazon on there.
Okay.
So, anyway, like I said, I'll send that over. Usually it takes them about a day before they have to redo some research. So you probably won't hear anything from them till tomorrow, probably midday or something like that. Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over to Sedgwick and see if they can assist with anything further that I can't help you with. Like I said, because I'm not finding anything that much to help, but I'm going to put you on a brief hold, and I hope you have a good rest of your day, okay?
You too, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.